I want you all to give a warm welcome to John Nichols. He is a journalist and an author known for his feisty, progressive political commentary. A Wisconsin native, John has written more than a dozen books, most recently, It's Okay to Be Angry About Capitalism, co-written by Senator Bernie Sanders. John is the executive editor of The Nation magazine, associate editor at Cap Times. Make some noise for John Nichols, y'all.
Brothers and sisters, you have no idea how beautiful you are. But let me tell you this, when I look out over this crowd, I see America. I see everything that is good about this country. Rural and urban, men and women, LGBTQ plus and straight, every race, every ethnicity, and we were welcomed here today by the first peoples of this place and by my friend Art Shigoni. It could not be better than right now. And I know we are here to talk about all the bad things happening in Washington, all the negative things going on in D.C., all the harm they are doing in Chicago, all the threats they have made to Memphis, the invasion of our capital city. Again and again and again, the things that they have done wrong. But brothers and sisters, I didn't come to talk about what they're doing wrong. I came to talk about what we are doing right. My great, 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 great grandfather came down from Quebec. He didn't speak English, but he heard that on the other side of the border in Vermont, the Green Mountain Boys had decided to take on a king. And so my many great-grandfathers, speaking his Quebecois French, came to join the American Revolution. He came because he believed there would be one country in the world that would reject monarchy and oligarchy and plutocracy and all the powers of the elites. And he fought in that American Revolution.
And then he went down to upstate Vermont and he started a tavern.
Yeah!
What my family has always done. He passed on a few years before his friend, the Marquis de Lafayette, came to his small town to honor him. His son fought in the War of 1812. They didn't get paid at the time, but decades later they got a pension in the form of land, and their land was in Wyoming Valley, Wisconsin. The American Revolution brought my people to this state, and this state is the place that the next American Revolution, the peaceful revolution on behalf of economic and social and racial justice, will rise up and spread across this country. Responsibility, and that is to tell you that those who are in power in Washington, the president and his allies in Congress, have worked very hard to shut down our freedom of press protection. It has been their mission to attack the New York Times, CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN, MSNBC. They've gone after all of them. A couple weeks ago, J.D. Vance attacked Time Magazine, The Nation Magazine. That will be worn as a badge of honor. Have decided to go soft and not to tell the story of what is happening in America. But brothers and sisters, there are others that will keep telling the story because we know this. Donald Trump doesn't want the full report of what's happening in America to get to the American people, because if it happened, the American people would know that tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people have gathered today to say, no thrones, no crowns, no kings. They fear the American people and they fear democracy because they know the American people are good. And if the American people are told the truth, the American people will choose economic and social and racial justice. They will choose to save the planet. They will choose peace. The American people will choose well if they are told the truth. And so we have to fight to make sure that that truth is shouted louder than ever from Madison, Wisconsin, and across the country. And let me just conclude by telling you are part of something amazing today. At dawn in Lubeck, Maine, the easternmost community in this country, they gathered to say no kings. 15 hours later, out in Saipan in the North Marianas Islands, they will gather to say no kings. There is not a corner of this country where people are not gathering to say no. And Lexington and Concord, where the American Revolution began. It is important to remember that from Lexington and Concord, you know, Revere ran up, rode his horse out there, but that wasn't where it ended. They sent other people from Lexington and Concord down the east coast of this country to spread the word that people were rising up against the king. One of the people who rode out from Lexington and Concord was a 16-year-old girl named Sybil Ludington. She rode for 6 days and 6 nights to tell the story that the people were rising against the king. None of her allies rode more than 350 miles all the way to Philadelphia to tell the Continental Congress that the rising had begun. Brothers and sisters, they spread the word in their time. And when they spread that word, we wrote a constitution that guaranteed that we would have a government. But the people demanded something more than that. They demanded freedom of speech. Right side of history, and we will prevail. program.